On this episode of the Massive Agent Podcast, we're going to talk about what everybody's talking about. Those brand new newsfeed and algorithm changes coming to Facebook. How is that going to affect you? What do you need to do differently? And should you be worried about your business page?
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brohm.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Massive Agent Podcast, episode number 4. Today, I'm going to talk to you about something extremely important if you have any desire to be effective on Facebook, which is like 100% of you. And we're all on Facebook. We're all advertising on Facebook and building relationships on Facebook, marketing ourselves and our business. So this is super important. Today is January 12th. And just yesterday, January 11th, Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, he posted on Facebook, of course, that some big changes are coming to the Facebook algorithm. Now, this is important because the newsfeed is going to be changing, and we as marketers need to understand these changes so we know how to adjust, what adjustments to make, and we need to know what's most important to Facebook so that we can get our content seen as much as possible. And if we're going to be running Facebook ads, we want to pay as little as possible and have the best results. So we need to know what Facebook wants from us. This was extremely helpful. And I know, so right now there's so much talk going on. So many people freaking out. Chicken Little's coming out. The sky's falling that some people think, oh, we're not going to be able to advertise on Facebook anymore, which is absurd. How do you think they get their freaking money? Some people think that Facebook business pages are going to become worthless unless you advertise. I don't necessarily think that's true either, but people are freaking out, and here's why. So Mark Zuckerberg basically said Facebook is going to be prioritizing conversations and engagement. Conversations and engagement are the priority to Facebook. They even use the term public posts, that we're going to be seeing fewer public posts. That means they want you to see more friends and family and group content in your newsfeed. Fewer Facebook ads. I don't think fewer Facebook ads, but fewer organic posts from business pages. And that includes even viral videos that have been shared, 10 million times or whatever. But they're going to be showing public posts, stuff from business pages, less than they were prior. Now, this new update, this new prioritization by Facebook of the content that they want you to see is going to be rolling out over the next few weeks, it sounds like. I'm sure they're already rolling it out. At the time you hear this, they're probably already implementing these changes. So be aware. There's a bunch of articles out there about it. Okay, if you want to read the articles, Google Facebook newsfeed changes, something like that, all around January 11th of 2018. Now I'm going to sum it up for you, and I'm going to tell you what it means for your real estate business, because that's what's important. Do you need to change your behavior? Do you need to change what type of content you're putting out? If so, what should you be putting out? What should you be doing? Or are you just in good shape and you don't have to do anything? Here's what you need to know. As real estate professionals, we do a lot of real estate related content, right? Well, I think that needs to change to a certain extent. Guys, Facebook is prioritizing conversations and engagement and groups. I'm sorry, but it's not very engaging. It's not your best content that you've ever done whenever you post, hey, come to my new open house. Come to my open house at 123 Magnolia Lane, Saturday at 3. I'd love to see you. What, your husband or wife probably likes it. Maybe one of your parents or a past client will engage with that content, right? What that's telling you is that content is not very engaging and there's certainly no conversation going on. That type of stuff, I would stop doing. If you do something like that, maybe you, instead of just a post or a Facebook Live, hey, I'm at this open house, come see me. Instead of doing that, do a Facebook ad instead. That includes content like Facebook posts like, hey, check out my new listing, where you just post the link to your, the MLS listing or a link from your website check out my new listing over here. You know, this totally ordinary house, this totally boring house that no one really cares about because there's, you know, 500,000 of them in the neighborhood. With these changes being made, I don't think you're going to want to be posting that stuff on your business page. Here's why. Facebook is prioritizing conversations and engagement. So if you're not getting engagement, that means they're not going to be showing your content in the newsfeed. And furthermore, if Facebook starts noticing that a lot of the stuff you're posting is just not ever getting engagement, there's no one's commenting, no one's sharing, no one's liking, no one's doing any of that stuff, they're just not going to show any of your content. That's how the Facebook algorithm works. I mean, this is so crucial that you understand this. What this comes down to is good content is king. Good content has always been king, but it's so much more true today than it was yesterday. Putting out content that people actually, honestly, really want to see is so crucial. Putting out stuff that you want them to like, putting out stuff that you think will perform well, is not cutting it anymore. It's going to hurt you. All right. That includes stuff like those stupid text-only posts. This drives me nuts when I see this stuff. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a house this year, contact me. Here's my phone number. That's as boring as it gets. No one ever responds to that stuff. And if you're listening thinking, well, I just got a listing off of something like that, that's a fluke. You're lucky. Good. I'm glad for you. But that is not normal. That is not the norm. Stop doing stuff like that. We have to think about what is going to get somebody's attention. What are they going to want to see? Is it video? Is it a Facebook Live with some sort of question and answer thing, some sort of conversation that you start? Or are you putting out low engagement stuff on a regular basis? Here's the problem. Up until this point, so many of us have been taught that you just need to put out content. But we're not realizing is that it has to be good content. If you put out mediocre, boring, middle-of-the-road content regularly, that's not good. And, you know, I've been sucked into that in the past where you think, okay, I need to post something new on Facebook every day. I need to do one Facebook post per day because that's what the Buffer blog told me to do, or that's what this website told me to do, is one post per day. You schedule it and you never get any reactions. You never get any engagement. And you think that because you're being consistent, that that's a good thing. It's not anymore. Facebook's going to say you're consistently putting out boring shit. And they're not going to show that in anybody's newsfeed anymore. Now, since conversations and engagement are important to Facebook, that's their goal, is to create more conversations, more engagement, then that means video is going to come into play in a big way. They said in their statement, in Mark Zuckerberg's post, he even mentioned specifically Facebook Live. Facebook Live is great for creating conversations. You can interact with the person doing the Facebook Live. If you're doing a Facebook Live at an open house, okay, you just have to really think, is this house really that interesting? Maybe that house has an amazing view that's unique. Maybe it has a newly remodeled bathroom with like some new faucet that no one's ever seen before or whatever, and it has something unique that's actually interesting. Show that stuff. But if it's just an average boring house, guys, you don't have to post it to Facebook. Here's the thing. There are other social platforms out there, okay? So put it on Twitter if you'd like, put it on LinkedIn, whatever. But you just have to get in the habit of second guessing yourself before you hit publish. Think to yourself, is this actually good content? Is it really good? Is it really going to get somebody's attention? And are they going to care once they see it? Is it actually bringing someone value, or do I just want it to? You know, a lot of people within the marketing world right now are pessimistic about this. I think, first off, it's not surprising. It doesn't surprise me at all. Facebook has been moving in this direction for quite a while. It doesn't surprise me. It's really nothing new. They've just been much more, the way that they worded this recent release about wanting more friends and family and less frequent public posts in the newsfeed, that's new. That's a new way that they've put it, but it's really nothing new. They've been all about good content from the get-go, as they should be. People are going to leave Facebook if their newsfeed is cluttered with crap, with boring crap. That includes Facebook ads and organic stuff. So, of course, Facebook has a direct interest in making people happy and keeping people on their platform. So you've heard forever, content is king. Putting out good content is everything. Well, now it's everything and then some. This might cause some of you to do some soul searching. And that sounds heavy. You just have to start really thinking about the content you're putting out and be honest with yourself. You have to be honest and say, okay, am I really getting people to engage with me? Or is it someone every now and then? And look, I'm talking to myself here, because it's not like I put out gold every day. I put out a bunch of, some stuff that just lands with a thud. We all do that. So if you do, and you know what is good content and what isn't. So if you put out something that sucks, delete it. It doesn't need to be there. You don't need to have something posted just to check that box for the day that, hey, I posted to Facebook today. That is now dangerous. That will now hurt you. That will now cause Facebook to penalize all of your content on your page. So then three weeks from now, you could put out what would have been the best post ever, something that goes totally viral. You could put that out, but since you have been posting crap regularly, they got no engagement, Facebook's decided we're just not going to show your stuff anymore. And what would have been a grand slam doesn't even make it on base. How do you like that for a baseball analogy? I'm not even a baseball fan. Not really. That was good. Now, what this means too, for you guys that are running Facebook ads or who want to run Facebook ads, knowing how to run Facebook ads, knowing how to do it properly and effectively is so much more valuable today than it was yesterday. Because now, if they're going to be showing less organic content from business pages, now we're going to have to promote more stuff. We're going to have to run Facebook ads to get people to see our content. You better know how to do that effectively, because that means everybody's having to promote more. It's going to be more competitive. So if you have had a head start this whole time, you're going to be in good shape. Guys, start learning Facebook ads. Now, there's also been some questions of, people thinking that business pages across the board are at risk. That is not the case. What's at risk are the business pages and people putting out stuff that's just mediocre or flat out sucks. If you're putting out gold, if you're putting out engaging media company type content, even though you're a real estate business, you're putting out media company type stuff about your city that's not necessarily real estate related, stuff that's actually interesting to people, stuff that is getting shared, you're getting comments, people are tagging their friends, you're going to do better than you were before. That's a good thing. Facebook is creating even more of a meritocracy than they had prior, and that's really interesting. So the fact that you're listening to this podcast is a great sign. If you're paying attention to real estate marketing and trying to better your marketing skills in the real estate world, good for you. This is perfect timing, because what really excites me about this algorithm change, or this reprioritization, if you will, of what they want to see, that just means so many more of my competitors aren't going to get anything seen. None of their stuff's going to get seen, because they're posting that same old boring shit. Come to my open house, see my new listing. If you need a realtor, call me. Blah, blah, blah. And that's the same for you too in your market. If you're putting out good content, if you're really thinking about it, if you're learning Facebook ads and promoting stuff effectively, you're going to absolutely be able to crush your competition, who is just going to wonder all of a sudden, how come I'm not getting any more business from Facebook? How come I used to get 3 likes and now I'm not getting any on my stuff? What happened? They're not going to have any clue because they're not paying attention, but you are. You massive agent, you. If you're paying attention to the Massive Agent podcast, and if you're a member of the Snappack Live Real Estate Group on Facebook, you're ahead of your competition. It may not feel like it yet. Maybe you're new. Maybe you're struggling. Maybe you're just barely getting on top of this marketing thing. Man, you're going to be in good shape. Just keep focusing on good content. Understand how the Facebook newsfeed and algorithm work. Learn Facebook ads, and you're going to be able to take market share from your competitors and have a much more effective social media presence than they do. And that's going to wow the hell out of potential sellers when you sit down to show them how you're going to market their home. And you can show them all the results you've had on Facebook versus your competitions. What that means is more money in your pocket. Okay, now here's some specific ideas of things you can do to make your content more engaging. If you're doing video, if you're doing Facebook Lives, ask questions. First off, make sure that the topic or the subject matter is really honestly interesting and worth talking about. Don't just put out content to put out content. That's the worst thing ever. But ask questions. Because if you get people responding to your Facebook Live videos and they'll answer your questions in the comments, then Facebook's going to say, oh, this is engaging content. They're going to show it to more people. More people are going to join. More people are going to start answering your questions. And it just snowballs. Facebook Lives are extremely engaging. Here's another little tip you can do too. On your business page, try to get your audience and your fans to turn on the see first notifications. So when you go to a group or a page or even a person's profile, you click on the notifications deal and it gives you the option of see first. Then you'll see that person or that brand's posts first in your newsfeed. Now, you know, some people are going to turn on those notifications just because you ask, but most people won't. Think of some clever contests you could run with your audience. So maybe what you could do here, and this popped in my head and I think it's good. You could run a contest where you say, hey, for everybody who turns on your see first notifications and takes a screenshot and sends it to me, that counts as one entry to a contest. And 4 days from now, I'm going to pull a name out of a hat. Whoever wins gets a free Amazon Echo, or they get a free gift card to Starbucks or whatever. Do a contest and incentivize people and gamify it a little bit to turn on those see first notifications. Because if people start seeing your business page content when you post it, when they start seeing it first, they're more likely to engage in it, right? That's going to help Facebook think that, hey, this is good stuff. People are engaging with it quickly. They're seeing it. And that's going to help everything you post going forward. All right. Now here on episode 4, I'm going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to do something new that I haven't done yet, but I'm going to start doing it every single week on the show. At the end of the show, I'm going to answer a question from you guys. I'm going to pick a question during the week that you have posted on the Massive Agent Facebook page, or that I've been messaged directly, or that you've posted in the Snappack Live Real Estate group. I'm going to pick a question and I'm going to answer it live on air. I guess it can't be live on air because it's a podcast. I'm recording this, so it's not live on air, but you know what I mean. You get it. So if you have a question, a real estate marketing question for me that you'd like me to answer, I'd love to. Go to our Facebook page, go to the Massive Agent Facebook page, and ask away. Okay, so today's question comes from a realtor named Mary McIntosh, who is moving from Arizona to a completely different market. She's actually changing her name back to her maiden name, and she wants to know, how do you start from scratch in a brand new place? Mary, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it, and I'm sure this question will resonate with quite a few Massive Agent listeners. And honestly, that's a tough question. Starting from scratch is tough. It's like you're starting. Luckily, you're not starting over knowing nothing. You know what, you still have your experience. You know what's worked for you in the past and what hasn't worked for you in the past. So what I would say is this, and hopefully you have the type of personality that can get out there and talk to some people, and not in some obnoxious way where you pass out business cards at the mall. In fact, if you do that, slap yourself. That's ridiculous. That's throwing spaghetti at the wall, almost literally. But what you need to do is get out there and start meeting people in the community. Even if it's at Starbucks, you just, you know, walk up to somebody. Hey, how's it going? My name's Mary. What do you do? Start conversations with people. First off, when you move someplace new, that's going to help you make friends. Once you start getting out there and meeting some people, especially meeting people in places that you frequent, a grocery store, coffee shop, whatever it is, you're going to see them fairly regularly too. When you do that, you're going to start getting a little bit more confidence, a little bit more pep in your step, because now it's starting to feel more like home. It's more familiar to you. It's not just a bunch of strangers. You actually know somebody. Start meeting people. Go to networking events. Go to Facebook. Join all the local Facebook groups, whether they're yard sale groups, homes for sale or rent groups, whatever. Join all your biggest local Facebook groups in your area and just start getting to know people. You can do those same conversations through Facebook Messenger. Now, you're not reaching out to them asking if they need to buy or sell real estate. Okay. You're just creating relationships, building relationships, getting to know people and networking, and make sure that you let them know what you do for a living. Okay. Now that's going to come up in conversation. If you're genuinely interested in them, at some point they're going to ask you what you do, and then you can tell them, but don't go into it too much. Just let them know what you do. Now here's where, in addition to that, because that's the long game. You may get some business from that right off the bat, but I doubt it. In addition to that, you're also going to need to do some Facebook advertising. I would absolutely run some contests to start building up your fan base, people following your page, following your Instagram profile, following you on Twitter, whatever platforms you'd like the most. Start running some contests. Okay. Hopefully you have some money set aside for marketing that you could, you know, buy some Amazon Echo Dots. You'll hear me talk about those a lot. I bought them on Black Friday sale. They were like $30. I bought a dozen of them, and those are the best gifts. They're $50 regularly. They're just great gifts. People love Alexa. So that's not the last time you're going to hear me talk about those, but you can do something like that, or, $100 gift cards to Starbucks, or a product, maybe it's tickets to a local event, but think of what is going to get people's attention. What are people going to be excited to win? And then start figuring out ways to get them to follow you and engage with you through your social media profiles, ideally through a Facebook page in your new market. Now, what's going to happen there is you're going to get them involved, ask them to tag friends, ask them to share, stuff like that. And that's going to help grow your audience. Now, in addition to that, here's the key. You can't just get them to like your business page. You can't just get them to follow your Instagram profile. You then have to be putting out good, valuable content. And maybe that's just a live showing, some event that's happening downtown in your city. Or maybe you're telling the story. And you're doing this in a new area, a new part of town. Not a new part of town, a new part of the country that you're not even familiar with, really. So you're going to do some research. Maybe you research the history of your city and you go downtown and you tell a story about this one landmark that, whatever. By doing that research, you're learning more about your city. You're probably going to be telling people who have been there a lot longer than you, you're going to be teaching them something that maybe they didn't know. It's going to be interesting. They might, depending on what it is, they might reach out and tell their friends, tag their friends in it. And you start doing that and start regularly being interesting and putting out good, helpful content that doesn't necessarily have to do anything with real estate, and just be natural and be yourself, and you will get business. Facebook ads are a great way as you start building up that, the Facebook business profile, sorry, your business page. As you start building up that audience, you start running some Facebook ads. That's how you can get some leads in right now. I think you've got to do it all. You've got to get the leads coming in right now. You've got to be networking like crazy, meeting people, meeting new friends. That's going to help your confidence. Building your confidence is going to make you happier. Being happier and more energetic is going to help you be more successful. And then run some of those contests and be putting out great content on a regular basis. I wish there was a simpler answer, but I think, honestly, Mary, I think that's the right answer. Now, Mary, there's another piece to this that I think is super important. You really need to get out and try to get media coverage in your new area. So let's say you're moving to, if it's Salt Lake City, Utah, you're brand new, you're putting out all this new content, right? You're writing articles and doing videos and whatnot about your local area. You need to reach out on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, hell, on LinkedIn and Google+, whatever. Reach out to local media people. You'd be surprised, on Twitter especially, there are so many local media people, anchors, executive producers, writers, for newspapers and the news and all this stuff. You just have to reach out to them. And let's say you reach out to 100 of them and say, hey, I just did this article on the 10 best sushi restaurants in town. Will you publish it? Hey, check out this article. Will you share it? Now, if you guys have been following me for a while and have heard me speak, you'll know that some of my content, even though I don't think it's not gold, I'll get 10,000 shares. I'll get 6,000 shares on Facebook. I get a crazy amount of shares on my content. One of the biggest ways I do that is I'll write it. I'll make sure it's good. And then I'll reach out to, you know, a local tourism board. I'll reach out to, you know, one of the hundreds of different pages and profiles and businesses out there focused on content in my area, or at least like, you know, advertising what a great place it is to move here and whatever. And I'll just send them a link. I say, hey, I just put together this article. I've been getting great feedback. If you're looking for something to share with your network or with your followers, would you consider sharing this? And you'd be surprised. All it takes is a couple of those people with, you know, 10,000 followers, another one with 40,000 followers to share some of your content, whether that's a YouTube video, a Facebook Live, an article, a Medium post, a LinkedIn post, whatever, and get them to share it. And pretty soon you have a crap load of exposure and you got it for free. You just have to get out of your comfort zone a little bit and get in front of these people. Ask them. Maybe you have to reach out to 50 of them and only five say yes, but those five could completely change the game for you. Mary, thank you so much for the question. Best of luck. That is an extremely difficult situation. I don't know what I would do if I was in that situation. We wish you the best of luck. Keep us updated on how it goes and what works best for you, because that is quite an undertaking, but I know you can do it. There's so much amazing technology available at your fingertips that, if used properly, can help you to absolutely take market share from people who have been there for 30 years and who, as of now, own that real estate market. You can start taking market share from them. Okay, Massive Agents, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer on the next episode, find the Massive Agent Facebook page, ask away. I'll pick one and I'll answer it on next week's show. Thank you. I really appreciate you listening to episode number 4 of the Massive Agent Podcast. Again, my name is Dustin Brome, a real estate agent in Salt Lake City, and I'm super excited to come to you next week with episode 5. And I do have a selfish ask of you. If I've brought you even a shred of value, it would mean the world to me. It would be extremely helpful to me if you would go to iTunes and leave an honest review of this podcast. That would go such a long way in helping us expand our audience and helping us to do what we want to do with this show. That would be freaking awesome. Thank you so much, Massive Agents. Take care. Go sell some houses.